What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. Sam Kennedy is speaking. We were listening to Ken and Curtis at Fenway Fest on Saturday. That's right. That was before news broke that they had missed out on bringing back Bregman because they thought they had a deal. They thought 165 was enough. They thought they could defer more money than other teams. They thought they could pass on the no trade clause, and he went to the Cubs.
For a no trade clause, a greater deferral and a difference of $10 million, which will come out in the wash one way or another. But the sight, the very sight, after Chicago has arguably their best sports night since the Michael Jordan era. Blackhawks win, Bulls win, the Bears come back from down 18 against the Packers. Then they get Bregman. The sight of him like the next night at a Blackhawks game wearing a Blackhawks jersey, smiling with his wife there, getting cheered on the Jumbotron, made me sick.
Meanwhile, we're here heading towards spring training, and I have to listen to Sam Kennedy blow smoke up my skirt, if the way Ted might put it, or some other interesting phrase from the state of Texas. I give him credit. He did acknowledge nobody wants to hear what you're trying to do over the course of the interview on Saturday with Ken and Curtis. And you're probably not surprised to find out there was some awkward tension between Chris Curtis and Sam Kennedy, two guys that, hey, I don't hate you and you don't hate me, but it feels like we hate each other.
I'm sorry, Chris. I'm going to have to correct you again. I think he said that three times.
Yeah, he did.
And I was driving when I was listening to the interview at Fenway Fest with Ken and Curtis, and I found myself just like falling back in my chair, skulking in my chair, just a little more.
Did he actually correct anything? That would be my first question.
Nope.
Did you correct or did you try to propose your own false narratives, your own PR spin? And believe me, we deal with that all the time in the world of sports, right? PR spin. They all do it. This is not a Sam Kennedy issue. This is not a Red Sox issue. I won't even limit it to sports. It's business, right? We all get spun on all the time. Oh, you got to believe this, believe that. The old bait and switch, deals, various things. Okay, it's part of doing business in the year 2026, right? Is PR spin, right? You're trying to convince the sucker that he's not being a sucker right now and taking advantage of. But it's harder and harder to do that with your Boston Red Sox. I don't know if you saw news today. They're pivoting. They're pivoting to starting pitching. A bona fide second ace or a number two starter.
Whoa, they are?
Right. So we're pivoting to where we were last trade deadline. We're pivoting to where we were when we started the offseason and Craig Breslow told me, I'm not just going to add pitching for pitching's sake. We are great 3-15. I'm only going to add a pitcher who can skip across the field with Garrett Crochet arm in arm as the best 1-2 punch in baseball. So we're back. And guess what name they're throwing out there? You'll never guess the name. If you guess the name, Dan Ball will kiss you on the lips and hug you.
Joe Ryan.
Yes, Dan Ball. You ready for Pucker Up, Buttercup?
I don't know. Blow smoke up your skirt. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, Joe Ryan is now the PR pivot campaign thing again. Or also, did you hear? Bo Bichette. They're going to go get Bo Bichette.
They're
going to be aggressive, Bob Nightingale said.
Was plan B always plan A?
Yeah, they're going to go get Bo Bichette. Priorities change. This is our we really
how can we be assured they're going to get him?
Assured? Assured of what? You can't be assured of anything with this team. They talk the talk and they don't walk.
You can be assured you'll end more days than not frustrated.
Okay, so we wanted to start off here. We're going to get to plenty of football today. I get it. It's Wednesday. We're heading into the divisional round. Big week for the Patriots. We got plenty of football. We're going to talk to Adam Schefter about all the coaching changes and everything going on in the NFL. 3:45. Ted will be here at 3. We're going to start really breaking down and digging into this matchup against the Texans defense, which is very, very similar to the Chargers defense. When you start running the numbers, very similar to the Chargers.
It's a measure better on the pass rush.
Pass rush is the difference. Those high-end edge rushers, but 19 interceptions. Have you heard that number before? You did, because it was last week with the Chargers. Both teams, 19 interceptions during the regular season. And passer rating, remember the Chargers was 75? This is 76.
Yeah.
So terrible passer rating by their combination of opponents. So we're going to get into Patriots and football, but we heard it on Saturday. We had to give the credence to the Patriots Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, but we got a little break here because what we heard, I don't know. Disappointing is not the word. Shocking's not the word, because that would be on us.
Would you say insulting?
Dan Ball?
Pathetic?
Okay, that's it. Keep them coming. I like this. Let's synonyms. We got pathetic,
aggravating,
insulting, aggravating, annoying, cringy at times, I would say.
Disingenuous.
Disingenuous? Sometimes I think Sam Kennedy believes what he's selling. I do, and that's good. If you're going to be the PR spin guy,
he's not a snake oil salesman by any stretch.
And I do think he likes baseball and the Sox.
He does. And he does want to see them do well, because when the Red Sox win, business is good. People fill the ballpark. They buy the hot dogs and the drink. Well, supposedly.
Friday nights, do they go there, and is it really fun? Is it the best sports entertainment in Boston on Friday nights in the summer?
Revs match is always a good time too.
Big match. But okay, so we're going to do a little listening to Sam Kennedy with Ken and Curtis, the boys on Saturday, Fenway Fest. We're going to start with a lot of talk about money, right? Oh, they traded away Devers and they traded away a $250 million contract and they haven't signed a single free agent. Well, Sam Kennedy was running the numbers and he came prepared to talk about that.
It just felt like the team is not just Sonny Gray, Contreras away from taking that next step to potentially winning a championship.
So I have to correct you again, Curtis, and I don't mean to be...
I don't mean to be litigious
or argumentative.
It's okay. Yeah. But my parents wanted to correct me many times.
You mentioned, I think, $250 million.
Right.
Yeah. So if you go back to this time last year, this organization has taken on... I did the math just because I was going to be prepared for this line of questioning of you. I think it's about $498 million of contractual commitments that this organization has taken on. You mentioned Garrett Crochet, right? You mentioned Roman Anthony. You mentioned Christian Campbell. We did the Bregman deal last year. So it totals $498 million.
Wait, hold on. Stop for a second. Don't other baseball teams have long-term contractual obligations?
Not just baseball businesses.
Are the Red Sox the only team that probably has between $300 and $500 million in long-term deals for pitchers, young ball players that have signed long-term futures deals and big free agent deals?
Oh, you mean you don't count the Christian Campbell? He's a minor leaguer. We need to call him what he is right now, right? He's a minor leaguer?
He's a baseball player.
But he's a minor leaguer.
Okay.
So you signed him to $60-whatever million to play for the Worcester Red Sox.
Well, they call that the Rusny Castillo deal.
Exactly. So I'm supposed to give you credit for that. You know what the first thing this made me think of is like a comparison in my own world? So my wife had her birthday a couple weeks ago, and like you don't get her anything. She's all mad. I paid the electric bill. I paid the cable bill. I mean, I really invested in this family, in this relationship.
Yeah, do you have any idea how much I make your car payments?
Right. That's the cost of doing business. You're supposed to improve, go above and beyond.
Happy birthday. You're here because of me.
So this was and did you notice in there who he included? Bregman. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oops.
When you said that, first of all, Bregman was a free agent. So you don't get to include him even as a free agent.
Isn't that tampering if you talk about a free agent or other team's players?
Oh, yeah, it was great how he used that. I mean, I'd really like to tell you the whole plan and everything we're doing, but Major League Baseball, they have these rules that really, it's right on the tip of my tongue, but I can't say it to you. So he includes Bregman in the $490 million in contracts he took on. He includes Campbell, two guys who aren't on the Boston Red Sox right now. And he also includes guys that are just... Basically, you're keeping talent. I don't give you're supposed to be building, getting better, and adding to. Keeping your own talent, extending Crochet, I don't give you credit for it, because guess what? When you traded for Crochet, if you didn't extend him, we would have been shredding you for it. It was expected that you were going to extend him. Dan Ball.
Does this number, and I genuinely don't know the answer to this question, does this number also factor in the remaining part of the $313.5 million contract that you traded away via Rafael Devers to the San Francisco Giants?
If Sam Kennedy were to ever sing a song of poverty over the Rafael Devers deal, I swear, we riot and I lead the parade of torches and pitchforks.
I'm just saying, the roughly 200, if I'm doing the math on the fly, $240 million remaining on that deal that is no longer your problem should not be factored, should be taken away from that $400 million number you're telling me.
Right. That should be subtracted. So we added 400. Let's take his number, whatever his number, 400 whatever million when you add in Roman Anthony for a buck something, Crochet for a buck, all that. Let's say his numbers are right. They should be. He has the real numbers, I would assume, on his laptop, easily accessible.
I got to correct you again, Curtis.
Did you subtract the $300 million or whatever the end result of that deal, what was left, $260 million, whatever was left on that contract? Did you subtract that,
right,
Sam?
Because it's more than half. You're taking away more than half of that 450 by saying you're then subtracting the
Correct.
Rest of that deal.
So if you want credit for the cost of doing business, then we want credit for the cost of doing business. You did business the way you thought, and I agree with the move. I think you got rid of a dink in Rafael Devers. Now, you may have ticked him off with Bray. All the whole story, we know the details. I like the move. But you unloaded a contract from your books. Now, he's probably saying, yeah, but we also added, arms at the trade deadline, arms in the Devers deal that cost money. Like
Rafael Devers?
He added all those things. So
wait, here's a great suggestion on the text line. This is the season that everyone should just not go to a game. Let Fenway be filled by the fans of other teams to prove a point.
Well, I mean, when they go out and get Joe Ryan and when they go out and get Bo Bichette, we'll all be sitting in our seats at Fenway, right?
Apologies to that texter.
Like sarcasm.
Apologies to that texter that completely misses the point. As soon as that texter said Fenway is full of, the ownership doesn't care.
Correct.
It's not their problem that it's not Red Sox fans at Fenway.
Because their pockets will be full of
money.
Cha and Ching.
Right.
Absolutely. Because you're right. They don't care who they sell that seat to. No. They don't care who they sell that beer or that dog. Now, they may not, maybe the jersey sales might be down because I'm guessing a Dodgers fan is not going to buy a Roman Anthony jersey at the merch stand.
Do Baltimore people carry Orioles money?
Yeah. No.
Can I pay with Yankee cash,
please? It's all green. It's all green, and it all goes nicely in the back pocket, and it's even touch-free. You don't even have to touch it anymore. It just goes right into your account. You watch the number just grow.
It's much like the Red Sox outfield in the postseason, contactless.
Okay, so let's get past the fact that he's talking about money. He's talking about money added to the roster, which I don't actually think what Dan Ball is adding. It's the cost of doing business. This reminded me a little bit. Remember when Charlie Jacobs did his postseason presser and brought up like the light bill and the cost of
went up
opening
10%.
You want me to feel bad because the cost of electricity going into the TD Garden went up? You're going to use that as an excuse why you don't have a better team and a better roster and a better record?
Also, I know that you guys alluded to this, but don't forget, 170 goes to Crochet, 130 goes to Roman Anthony, 60 goes to Christian Campbell. That's $360 million of the number that he said to three players on your roster. Three players. That's not even the cost of doing business.
What did they sign Chapman to? Wasn't it like a 2-year, $30 million extension?
Right. Option, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that puts you up near about $400 million.
Guess what? We like two of those three players that you started off with, Dan Ball. We really like that you signed Crochet, and we really like that you signed Roman Anthony. Although that's a little bit exaggerated.
You don't like Chapman?
The Roman Anthony thing is a little bit exaggerated. You had him for, 6 years and you tacked on two? Like, he was under your control. You didn't prevent him from doing anything. He was always going to put on that nice white jersey and bat leadoff for the Boston Red Sox. That he was never going anywhere. He didn't have opt-outs. Well, I mean, I guess if they changed the system in the lockout, maybe they could. But whatever. He was under your control moving forward. So I don't even really give him credit for that one. Crochet, I'll give you credit for kinda. But not really, because you traded for him and you had to sign him. But anyway, so we have the money.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Money factor here, that they want credit for basically doing what they're supposed to do. Like fielding a baseball team and signing their players and, paying the paychecks and all that. They want credit for that.
You have to have 40 and then you got to field 25.
So we'll give them credit for that if you want, Sam Kennedy. Okay, let's move on to he thinks they've added to this team. Like, has he added to this team? Let's hear Sam Kennedy use a word. It's not alignment. That'll make its way in here somewhere. But he keeps telling me he added to this baseball team.
How close are the Red Sox to competing for a championship?
It's a great question. I have to stay out of the prediction business because I definitely don't know. And I prove that right every single year. What I know is we took a step forward last year. We've taken a couple of steps to improve this 2026 club by adding a right-handed bat with Wilson Contreras, putting Sonny Gray in that rotational help. The deals that always sort of surprise you are sometimes the smaller deals for guys you weren't sure. Hopefully Oviedo falls into that category. But we feel like we have more work to do. We are working on that. No one wants to hear about how hard you're trying, right? So I'll stay away from that. But we feel like we have a team that is built to play baseball in October and hopefully take that next step with a great group.
Gentlemen, we are dumping out of that because, Stanley, we have breaking news.
Ladies and gentlemen,
suddenly interrupt this program.
This is breaking news.
They were listening, Dan Ball. They were listening.
What do we got, Dan Ball?
Finally, a player on the Boston Red Sox, and it's a decent one. Per John Heyman, making sure that this is legitimate. Yep, 947 followers. Yep. Ranger Suarez, starting pitcher, signs with the Boston Red Sox.
Wow, a signing? Like a legitimate signing?
Hold on. They just spent free agent money? Is this their, they finally, there's no teams out of the pool at this point, correct?
No, they are team number 30 into the free agent pool. Just to give context, last year, so career member of the Philadelphia Phillies, he's pitched 8 years in Major League Baseball. Last year, 26 games, all starts, 12-8 record, 3.20 ERA, career 3.38 ERA in what is 187 games, 119 starts, and he throws left-handed. So that is, that's your number two pitcher behind Garrett Crochet.
Hold on. We could have gone after this audio Monday, even though obviously it was a Patriots Monday. Tuesday, even though it was a TED Talk Tuesday. We could have slipped it in at some point. We break up the week as we end Chargers Talk and begin full pivot to the Texans preview with a splash of Sox vitriol and frustration at Fenway. And right in the middle of the rant.
I love it.
It's great. The irony cannot be lost on us because now we immediately pivot to like, well, good. You listened to us.
Well, the beauty is Sam Kennedy, delicious. Everything we were listening to and playing for you from Saturday was pre-Bregman news. And everything mm-hmm. we started the show with, ripping them for not signing anybody or actually adding one of any. Because just real quick, he got into Sonny Gray as an addition. No. Sonny Gray basically replaces Giolito. You had Lucas Giolito, yes. Who at times we were like, is he one of the best pitchers in baseball this year? A season ago. So you replaced Sonny Gray with Giolito.
He had a nice 6-week run.
Awesome. Awesome. But you didn't really add. You just kind of moved pieces around. This is an addition because you've just added a 30-year-old left-handed starting pitcher who had a career-high 4.7 war a year ago. Or Ooh. Not career-high. Highest in 5 years, basically.
That's solid.
Highest in a full season as a full-time starter. Gives you 20-plus starts. He's started at least 22 games each of the last 4 years, more than 26.
Was with the Phillies organization.
The whole time he was with the Phillies. Okay, so was an all-star 2 years ago.
Okay.
He, low whip. He's going to strike some guys out. Like, this is a legit big boy signing.
Okay.
Now, told Dan, you bitches.
Whoa. Don't you go.
Let's put the victory cigars away and let's just wait to see how the rest
Dog
of this plays
rockets.
Out. Dan Ball, any financial terms making their way across the social medias yet? Because obviously this will be interesting because a lot of people think the Red Sox sometimes overreact. And when they hear idiots like me on the radio ripping them, that's when they overpay and make a mistake.
Oh, you mean like when John Henry got booed at the inaugural Fanway Fest at the MGM in Springfield and signed Rafael Devers?
Correct. You know, big deals that you regret later. So it'll be interesting to see, Dan. And Dan, if you don't have it yet, just let us know. And yes, Dan Ball.
No, so we don't have terms yet for Ranger Suarez, who, by the way, I also wanted to share this.
I saw speculation of $5 for $1.30.
Okay, so assuming that you are back in October, which is what Sam Kennedy said, in 11 games, 8 starts, a 1.48 ERA and a 4-1 record in October across 4 seasons as a member of the Philadelphia Phillies.
You know what we call that? The reverse Rondon.
Right.
Yes, like that's Carlos Rodon sucks in the postseason,
if you will. Yeah.
Like that's the opposite of that. So if you're going to go get a high-priced lefty in the AL East,
I call it the reverse Bueller because all you people were counting on, if we can just get to October with Walker Bueller, he'll be awesome.
But he has to make it to October.
This is legitimately a full season and a postseason starting pitcher.
Okay, so now, Crochet clearly won. Now what do you do with Sonny Gray, Ranger Suarez, Brian Bayo? Who's your two? How do we 2-3-4 that?
So 5 at 130 is the number, according to Bob Nightingale. So they were aggressive. They went out and got a high price start. Sam Kennedy is going to have to get his calculator out.
Whoa.
He's going to add that 130 to the 490 or whatever.
Do you realize that is just only $1.5 million less per year average annual value than Crochet? Crochet's deal might be the steal of the century.
He's your number two. These are the two guys, you know. I was mocking Breslow and Sam Kennedy earlier, but these are the two guys that skip across the field, take Fenway Park with a postseason series and say, we got a 1-2 punch. And then you pencil in Sonny Gray and
Brian Bayo becomes your four.
Those are your 3-4. That's your 3-4 right there. And so, now you have a
Crochet,
rotation.
Suarez, followed by Sonny Gray. You take, see, this is a, I can't believe we opened the show just absolutely crapping all over him, and now it's like, reverse gears, donut
whoa, whoa, whoa.
In the parking
lot. We
don't lot.
Totally reverse gears. This is them trying to catch up to the rest of the AL East.
Okay.
Because if you click on ESPN right now, there was a story that I'm sure they'll quickly try to update. It was about the winners and the winners this offseason and teams that need to make moves. And the Red Sox were in the
not
teams that need to
category,
make moves.
Yes.
And the quote was, regardless of how interested owner John Henry is or isn't in the Red Sox, he knows it's bad business. He knows business, and it is generally not good business to alienate paying customers through degradation of product. That's a team that everybody was saying, you're not as good. Not only are other teams getting better, the Orioles, for example, in your division, but you're not as good. You're a lesser baseball team without Bregman, without Giolito. You're letting guys walk out the door. This, at the very least, kind of makes you pause and think about the makeup of the team. And are they better? Are they the same? Are they ready for the postseason, maybe, more than they were a year ago?
Let me tell you straight up, they are not going to get – in my prediction, I'll polymarket this action. They are not going to get Bichette because this money, in their mind, replaces what they were going to spend on Bregman-ish. And then if they were to go after Bichette, deferrals or whatever, that would end up taking them over into that second tax threshold, which it seems John Henry has been very clear, except when you're speaking to nobody, because that's what he does, that they don't want to pay.
617-779-7937. What is your immediate reaction to the Ranger Suarez signing? Does it change how you feel about the offseason? Fans, we were expecting you to line up and rip the Red Sox for doing nothing. Now, do you feel better? Has this taken a step forward? Are they better suited for the postseason? Do you feel better about their chances to make the postseason? Ranger Suarez is a Red Sox. 5 years, $130 million. You have a number two starter with which you head into the season, with which you could head into a postseason run. 617-779-7937. More Red Sox talk, reaction, and your calls next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. New within the hour, new just moments ago, the Red Sox have added left-handed starting pitcher Ranger Suarez via free agency. Suarez was a career member of the Philadelphia Phillies. In 8 regular seasons with the Phillies, he pitched in 187 games, starting 119 with a career 3.38 ERA. Last year as a member of the Phillies, he posted a second career high, second best 4.7 wins above replacement at 4.7. He had a 12-8 record and a 3.20 ERA in 26 games, all of which were starts. And over 4 seasons and 11 postseason games and 8 starts, he has a 1.48 career ERA. Bob Nightingale reports the Red Sox signed the contract 5 years and $130 million for Ranger Suarez. The Patriots are back in the practice field this afternoon. New England will host the 5th-seeded Houston Texans in the AFC's divisional round on Sunday at Gillette. Kickoff has been set for 3 p.m. On injured corner Christian Gonzalez, head coach Mike Vrabel told the media, quote, I do anticipate him being out there for practice today. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reports that the Patriots are bringing in some pass rush help, signing former Texans defensive end Daryl Taylor to their practice squad with the strong possibility of elevating him for the playoffs. Other roster notes for the team to note that they signed cornerback Miles Back, running back D'Ernest Johnson, tackle Lorenz Metz, and wide receiver Trent Sherfield Sr. to the practice squad, and released defensive lineman Fabian Lovett and wide receiver Brandon Smith. From around the NFL, Marcus Freeman is expected to remain the head coach at Notre Dame in 2026 despite interest from several NFL teams. Wide receiver Adam Thielen is retiring from the NFL. He played 13 NFL seasons and was a 2-time Pro Bowl selection with the Vikings. And Steelers president Art Rooney said of Aaron Rodgers' future, quote, Aaron came here to play for Mike Tomlin. I think it will affect his decision. The Bruins have now won 4 in a row in 6 of their last 7 games. They shut out the Detroit Red Wings at home last night. The final was 3-0. Jeremy Swayman made 24 saves to record Boston's second consecutive shutout. Pavel Zacha, Fraser Minton, and Mark Kastelic scored the Bruins' goals. Boston concludes their 5-game homestand against the Seattle Kraken tomorrow night at the Garden. And finally, the Celtics play game 2 of a 4-game road trip tomorrow night against the Miami Heat. Make this year your year. The year you stop saying, I can't, I tried, I'll do it later. Choose Awaken 180 Weight Loss and join the thousands who have said, I did it. No meds, no gimmicks, only results at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.